From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Today, President Bush is in Shanghai, where he will join other Pacific Rim leaders for an economic summit this weekend. The annual gathering for Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, is aimed at fostering trade and development. But this year, the fight against terrorism provides the subtext for the meeting. The summit will be an opportunity for President Bush to try to strengthen the international coalition against terrorism. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us from Shanghai. Don, Mr. Bush will meet in a few hours with Chinese President Jiang Zemin, the host of the APEC meeting. This is the first meeting between the two leaders. What's on their agenda?
As you said, this is the first face-to-face meeting between these two men. They've talked a couple of times on the phone. They will discuss how to crack down on terrorist groups around the globe. Both men feel very strongly that this is something that needs to be done. And President Bush, sounding a little like he did after he first met Russia's President Putin, said he wants President Jiang to look him in the eye and find that he, President Bush, is someone the Chinese leader can trust and can deal with on their first meeting.
Earlier plans for President Bush to visit Beijing have been shelved because of this terrorism crisis. How bad is that for China?
It's a disappointment. China was really hoping, and I guess is still hoping, that talk of the response to terrorism doesn't completely overshadow the spectacle of this meeting. It's seen here as a real chance for this country to show itself off and to demonstrate its emergence as an economic power. It is the biggest ever international meeting ever held in China. And on top of all that, it was also going to be a political boost to the Chinese president.
Mr. Bush plans one-on-one meetings with some of the other leaders from the APEC nations, I understand. What's the significance of that?
Some of it is just shoring up the coalition. He'll have another meeting with Russia's President Putin, always an important session when those two men sit down together. He'll meet with the Japanese Prime Minister, but he'll also meet with some of the leaders of some of the Muslim nations who are members of APEC. And some of them have been a little cautious about their support for this coalition against terrorism because of their large Muslim populations. They have, I should say, all condemned the attacks of September 11th, but the leader of Malaysia, the leader of Indonesia, they have not supported the U.S. military campaign in Afghanistan. So the president will be working with all of them as they really do try to find a way to put up a united front coming out of here.
I understand that the president is linking terrorism to economic issues at the APEC summit.
He does indeed. He says there are things that countries can do to help themselves economically that will also help in the war on terrorism. Banking reforms will make it easier to trace money that terrorists use as they transfer it from one account to the next. He also said on his way out here this week that terrorists struck the World Trade Center, but he said increasing free trade will help defeat terrorism because he says it will help individual economies, it'll improve the situation of people living in these countries and make it less likely for terrorism and that message to have such appeal.
Thanks very much, Don.
Thank you.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne, he's traveling with the president. He's in Shanghai.